Amen. You're welcome to the Voice of Rest on this day. We want to talk about the engaging the energy of the things above. Energy of the things above. Last week we talked about the energy of our being. There is an energy locked up in our being. This time around is the energy of the things above. The above here is not sky or cloud. It talks about the place of highest honor and supreme authority of God's right hand, the things above, the energy of the things above. In Colossians 3 verse 1, in Passion Translation, Colossians 3 verse 1, the Bible says Christ's resurrection is our resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ is, sits enthroned at a place of all honor, power, and authority, the right hand of God. Verse 2, yes, feast on the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thought. That's what I'm going to. Fill your thought with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. The same place in verse 2 in New Translation, the Bible says, becoming affectionately acquainted with throne room thoughts, attracted again by the earthly soul rule realm. Becoming affectionately acquainted with the throne room thought will keep you from being distracted again by the earthly soul rule realm. This earthly soul rule realm is resonate at a lower frequency or lower energy. This earthly soul rule realm, what is it all about? Go to Colossians 3 verse 5. Colossians 3 verse 5, the Bible says, consider the members of the body as dead, buried. Everything related to the one, porn industry, sexual uncleanness, longing for forbidden things, lust and greed, which is another form of idol worship. If you take it in Passion Translation, it says, live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as one died to diseases and desires for forbidden things, including desire for illicit wealth, which is another form of idol of worship. This is the destructions of the earthly soul rule realm. In other words, things that is pertaining to, that is not in line with the newness of life, is what they call the earthly soul rule realm. The things that is not part of the newness of life is called the soul earthly realm, soul rule realm. In other words, the things that is not of Christ, Bible calls it distraction. It said being distracted by these vices. How do we live above this distraction? How? Because once we engage ourselves with this energy of a lower frequency, we'll be distracted by these distractions. How do we live above these distractions? Many of us are born again, but our tongue is full. You will say one thing in the morning, before 11 o'clock you say nothing, before 2 o'clock you say nothing, before 6 you say nothing. Even when you say good morning, your good morning is suspicious. Many of us are born again, but we are being eaten up by different desires. Many of us are born again, but the carnality and the carnal mindset is eating us up. Bible calls these things distractions, complete distractions. How do we live above these distractions? How do we? So some of us are born again. They are not into sexual perversion, but in their heart, if they see somebody else that is doing well, is in his own sphere of influence, a kind of jealousy and envy will engulf their heart. Bitterness, left backbiting, gossip. These are soul rule earthly realm. These are carnal expressions, carnal mindset. The Bible says this is a destruction. How do we live above these destructions? He showed us how. How do we live above these destructions? In Colossians 3 verse 1, Passion Translation, Colossians 3 verse 1, the Bible says, that was mentally, engage your thoughts with throne room realities where we are considered as one with Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. Relocate yourselves mentally. Engage. What does it mean to relocate yourselves mentally? In other words, engage your thoughts with throne room realities where we are considered as one with Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. How do you relocate ourselves mentally and engage our thoughts or fill our thoughts with throne room realities? One, what the key thing, how we relocate ourselves mentally and engage our thoughts with throne room realities is to engage our imagination with the thoughts or fill our thoughts with throne room realities using your imagination. You might be asking, you have not seen the throne room before. What are the activities that goes on in the throne room? Bible showed us five of them. One of them is in Revelation 4 verse 5. Verse 5. The Bible says, pursuing, emanating from the throne, where blinding flashes of lightning and crashes of thunder emanate from the throne. In other words, what does it mean? All of us have seen lightning in the natural realm. We have seen thunder. Even if you have not seen them, you can use your phone and ask the pictures of lightning and thunder. Bible said that picture you see is actually the mightier aspect of it is what emanates from the throne. There is a flash of lightning. There is a crash of thunder. These are part of throne room realities, throne room activities. Those things you are seeing is the activity of the angelic. Bible says in Revelation 4 verse 5, that before the throne, there are seven lamps burning, blazing. Many of us have seen a lamp, or you have seen your candlelight, that kind of shape of a tongue of fire is also a picture one can engage with. Bible says, relocate yourself mentally and engage your thoughts with throne reality. What does it mean? Engage your imagination with these throne realities. For instance, flash of thunder. A crash of thunder, flash of lightning. Use your imagination, hold on to that picture, and see yourself sitting in light or sitting in fire, and the lightning coming out of you. Use your imagination and create that reality. The Bible says, the more you hold on to this reality, your thought will be so much flooded with that heavenly realities. Without true realities, the more you hold it on consciously, he said, something will start happening. He said, do it consistently, then you'll be so much released. This is how you set your mind. Use your imagination. Hold it, that picture, consistently. Hold it. Flash of lightning, or flame of fire, or crash of thunder, or light. Normal light. Use your imagination. Hold it consistently. As you hold it consistently and see that light coming out of you or coming upon your mind, upon your head and going through you, hold that picture consistently. As you hold that picture consistently, Bible says something will start happening. What will start happening? You'll be completely, completely released from these distractions of this natural realm. In other words, these vices that engulfs the mind of man will start losing his grip around your person and your personality. Praise Master Jesus. Keep on seeing it. The more you see it, the more you know that was. As you use your imagination, it's what you call contemplative. One thing, I am considered as one with Christ in executive authority of God's right hand. I'm considered as one with Christ. As you keep on saying that you are considered as one with Christ, see the light. Bible says in 1 John 1, 5, God is light. In Hebrews 12, verse 28 and 29, the Bible says, God is a consuming fire. In other words, God is light. Keep on seeing that light coming out of your being. Keep on seeing that flame of fire coming out of your being. Keep on seeing that lightning coming out of your being. Keep on seeing the crash of thundering coming out of your being. The Bible says, The more we relocate our mind, in other words, pictures, change the pictures that is found in your imagination with the pictures of current realities, the more we hold on to it consistently, the earthly distractions will start losing its grip around your life. Those distractions will start disappearing around your thought and your person and your personality and your thought pattern. Everything happen on earth is not, it just didn't happen that day. It first of all incubates in the thought of that person that engages in it. In other words, anything that does not cross your thought will not cross your life. No, whether good or bad, nothing happened impromptu. It first of all happened in the mind. When Jesus said that, I was making an illustration, he says, they were asking him a question about adultery. The Pharisees and Sadducees were claiming that they didn't engage in adultery on fornication. Jesus says, once you look at a person lustfully, you have committed it. In other words, he was trying to say stuff. When it comes to that vices, your mind is the organ that needs to be controlled, not your body. Because once it comes into your mind, is controlled, your body will fall in alignment. That's how. The more we engage in the eternal realities, the more the energy of the things above began to flow in and through us. And once the energy of the things above begins to flow through us, this destruction begins to lose its grip of our thoughts, our soul. And once we do it, that's what keeps us from being distracted again by earthly soul rule realm or attitude. Praise Master Jesus. Bible says, relocate your mind. How? Paint a picture. The right pictures. Go to the epistles, the scriptures, and get the right pictures. He told us the picture to engage with. He said, fill your thought. Flood your imagination with throne room realities. Flood it. Flood it. In other words, go to the Bible. In book of Daniel, the Bible shows us how the throne room activity happened in Daniel 7, 9, 10, 11. Praise Master Jesus. Get those pictures. Feel those pictures in your imagination. Hold it on. As you hold it on, the Bible says, locate your mind, locate your thoughts, locate yourself mentally, and engage your thought to eternal reality where we are considered as one with Christ. Keep on saying one thing. I am considered as one with Christ. Use your imagination. Keep on seeing that picture. The more you see that picture, the more that these distractions of the earthly realm will lose its grip. We have a generation of people that are quest for wealth. Quest for wealth that is devoid of processes. And it has eaten us up. How do we entangle yourself from that desire for wealth through illicit means? Simple. Relocate your mind. How do you relocate your mind? Use throne room realities that is found in the scriptures in Revelation 4 verse 5, in Daniel 7 verse 9, began to fill your thought, began to fill your imagination with those pictures. The more you do it, the more these systems, these earthly rude attitude and realms of operation will lose its grip around your life and your personality. Secondly, may I warn you, if you start doing this, many pictures of things you have forgotten will start coming to bear. Once those pictures come, yield to the fire of the glory of King of Kings. Once that picture comes, you must still have pictures of when you are 3 years, 4 years, stealing meat in your mother's pot, when you are 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, doing all kinds of social vices. Once that picture comes, just say this, I yield this image, this picture, to the fire of God's presence. I yield it. The more you yield it, it's like having a written stuff on a board, and the cleaner, the fire of God keep on cleaning your imagination. It will clean to the extent that your imagination will become so much sanctified with the pictures of the heavenly dimension. And let me tell you, the more you do it, the more God will post his heart in the screen of your spirit called your imagination. the more God will post dreams that is from him. He will post visions that is from him. He will post face-to-face encounter in that realm of operation that is from him. Praise Master Jesus. Second thing you can do. Bible said, engage the energy of the things above. You'll be so much the entangled from the energy of the things below. What do you do? The way he said it, what are the things above? The place of highest honor, authority, and dominion. Christ is that place of highest honor, supreme authority, and dominion. I engage the energy of the Lord Jesus with my thoughts, fully engaged and filled with true new realities, where I'm considered as one with Christ of God's right hand. Keep on seeing light and fire coming out of your being and hitting your person. I engage the energy of the Lord Jesus Christ with my thoughts, fully engaged and filled with true new realities. With my thoughts, my imagination, fully engaged, filled with true new realities, where I'm considered as one with Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. Praise Master Jesus. These are the energy of the things above. We're engaging the energy of the things above. I was watching one of the reports on social media, a young boy that was doing a video game. Why he did that video game? That video game gets interrupted with his thought process, that he became a problem. Even when he was taken to a hospital facility, in his that state, he was still playing that video game. I don't know the end of the young man, but what I saw is a mess. What has happened? An image and pictures got interrupted with his thinking process, and everything become disrupted completely. In other words, the things you see register 16 times in your brain, scientifically proven. Mind the things you see. Go to the scriptures and take the pictures. That's how you start to recognize. Maybe somebody, your husband is a chain smoker or doing all kinds of social vices. Stop telling them to stop it. They won't stop it. What do? That's how you form a new attitude. Take a different picture, a different activity. Replace that one. Once he gives himself and focus on that current stuff that he's doing, maybe getting a video game for the person or taking the scriptures to meditate around it. As you start meditating around it consistently over time, with time, he will forget the activities that makes him to engage himself in smoking. With time, his attention, his focus, his concentration will shift to something else, and the other one will die an eternal death. Even without prayer, this is how you do it. In other words, what are the benefits of this energy of the things above? The more we engage of the energy of the things above, the throne realities, the more the destructions of the earthly realm, of the soul realm, will completely lose its grip around our soul. Completely lose its grip. I've heard a testimony of a young man that was given to heavy drinking for 15 years. He keep on listening, keep on using his imagination, keep on listening the word, keep on using pictures of in from the scriptures. With time, the urge, the hunger for alcohol die a natural death. 15 years, completely disappears. Praise Master Jesus. No matter what that attitude is, no matter what kind of lifestyle he eats, it can be stopped. I just showed you the way. Pick up the pictures from the scriptures. What are the pictures? The pictures of true realities. Where can I find them? Revelation 5 verse 4 verse 5. Where else can I find them? Daniel 7, 9 and 10. Pick these pictures. Put it in your imagination. As you hold it on your imagination, consistently say these words. I am considered as one with Christ. I am considered as one with Christ. Or, I engage the energy of the Lord Jesus Christ with my thought fully engaged and filled with trembling realities where I'm considered Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. I engage the energy of the Lord Jesus Christ flowing through me ceaselessly with my thoughts, fully engaged, filled with unknown realities. I engage the energy of the Lord Jesus Christ flowing through me ceaselessly with my thoughts, imagination, fully engaged, filled with unknown realities. Do it consistently. The energy of the things above will take a hold of your consciousness and your soul and your mind and your thoughts. And those distractions that used to interfere with your attitude and your soul will completely lose its grip around your person and your personality. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now is only in Christ. Only in Christ. If you're yet to say, Jesus, you're my Lord and my Savior. Like I said, I keep on saying it, both of air and on air. Christ is not a white man. Christ is light. The Bible said God is light. Many of us are saying, well, if you see Jesus, just a little glimpse of it, you can't understand him. That's the gospel truth. Jesus is God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Bible calls him, he is the light of life. Light of life. If you had to say light of life, come and occupy my heart. Put your hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You are glorified in my name. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. I confess your Lordship. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord, forever and ever. The same prayer in Igbo, same one with Chineke. Ekwere ni ganyo dimade. Ni ungu na unihim. Ni isi na unku nye nihim. Ni uchi zono unu kupita ni Igbo za yungu. No, enzo pitamu. Ena batamu ndi obi ebi. No, bimbu zi ochese gi. Ebi ebi.